Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 877-337-6666. Got my man Connor Green behind the glass. Connor, what's good, brother?
What's going on, Alvin? I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. You know, it's a little weird saying wake your asses up at 1 p.m., but if you do the overnight, you know.
Hopefully everybody's up by now. Hopefully.
Stay your asses up, I should say. We got Ian Begley joining us at 1:40 p.m. Talk some Knicks and Nets. Got John Heyman joining the show at 2:20 p.m. as well. And the weather outside sucks, so I'm going to start with the Knicks because that's how I feel, exactly how the weather feels outside, how the weather looks outside. You know, January was fantastic. The talk of the league, 14-2, you know, from Kendrick Perkins to other talking heads on the radio and on TV, talking about the Knicks to the finals, Knicks to the conference finals. And then the injuries hit. I mean, it seems to be something with all my teams, whether it's the Mets or whether it's the Knicks. And yes, Joe, I'm a Commanders fan, and there are Commanders fans out there. Injuries there as well, but the Knicks in February, 4-8, 3-7 in their last 10, and looking like a shell of themselves, especially on a defensive end. And it's frustrating to watch because if only everyone was healthy, this would be a different story, but it is what it is. This is who's out there. This is who's playing. Alec Burks has been atrocious. Bogdanovich hasn't been what I expected so far. Well, Miles McBride has been a blessing. And I just wish, because he's been a part of the runs when the Knicks get back in games. And then all of a sudden, you don't see him until it's too late. And I wish Miles McBride would be getting the minutes that Alec Burks is getting, because he's earned them. He's been a spark plug for this team. You know, DiVincenzo's playing absurd amount of minutes because they're shorthanded. Hartenstein is limited minutes because of his Achilles. No OG Anunoby. You know, I know he's been cleared to shoot, so we'll see how that goes. And this team desperately, and I mean desperately, capital letters, needs OG Anunoby back on the defensive end to guard the best player, the second best player on the other team. Because the Knicks' defensive numbers have dwindled from, you know, in January, number one across the league analytically in pretty much every category. Now they're in the bottom half of the league. But I was at the game with the Morning Brew crew. Shout out to the Morning Brew crew versus Detroit. It was closer than I thought it was going to be, what I expected. But I love games like that that come down to the end. And the Knicks pulled it out. It's a fantastic ending. Yes, we got a call our way. It went our way. We finally had one going our way. But right now, the Knicks are limping, struggling, and it's tough. Now, we'll see when everybody's back, if everyone comes back, and I'll ask Ian this at 1:40. You know, what's the status on OG Anunoby? You know, when will Julius Randle be back? Hartenstein, when can we expect his minutes to pick up? Jericho Sims on the defensive end, he's being exploited on the pick and roll. It's just, he's not it. Crazy athleticism, freakish ability. But he's being exploited. You know, guys are role players. That's what they're known for, their roles, right? And when they play a little more minutes than they're supposed to be playing, they usually get exposed. And that's what's happening with Jericho Sims. I wanted another big at the deadline. I was hoping to get another big at the buyout. I know Robin Lopez was available. Knicks didn't feel the need to. And right now, I'm really, really worried about this Knicks team. I wasn't in January. I had the pom-poms, conference finals. But now seeing what's going on, if the guys are not back or close to 100%, this team is a play-in team because they're holding on for their dear lives to stay in the top six so they don't have to play in a play-in game, the play-in tournament. But this team right now, Jalen Brunson is nicked up. I'm not even going to try to say what he had. It was just neck spasms to me. I woke up with neck spasms. He's not getting foul calls, which is absurd. Go look at the play with Chris Paul the other night. Chris Paul pretty much shoulder blocks him, and the refs don't call anything. Don't call anything. We don't know what a foul is anymore, just like in the NFL. We don't know what a catch is anymore. Just like in baseball, we don't know what a strike is anymore. Officiating across the board on all levels of major sports stinks. But this Knicks team right now is struggling. Struggling. And they have a big game tomorrow night versus the Cleveland Cavaliers before they come home for four games and then hit the road, the West Coast trip. We're going to find out at the end of this West Coast road trip if the Knicks are a playing team or if they can hold on until the reinforcements get back. If everyone is back close to 100%, I don't fear any team in the league, and I stand by that. I stand by that, even if we get 20 minutes from Randall per night. Mitchell Robinson will find out when he's going to be back. He'll take over for Jericho Sims' minutes. And we desperately need him as well. Whether he starts or he's a backup. I assume he's going to back up, depending on Hartenstein's condition. But listen, Hartenstein-Robinson tandem is, I'll take those against any centers in the league, any center tandem in the league. But I can't be the only Knicks fan that's concerned about this roster right now, about this team. I'm extremely worried about this team. I want Tom Thibodeau to play the hot hand. The hot hand, instead of reverting back to his old ways. We all know he loves Alec Burks. He's got an Alec Burks jersey. He's probably got an Alec Burks poster in his basement. We all know he loves him. But Tom, since he's been here, he's been atrocious. He's been bad. He's been horrible. Any other word we could think of, he's been that. Miles McBride has been with this team. You traded Emmanuel Quickley and R.J. Barrett, which I agreed with. McBride gets a contract extension, and he's been playing well since he's been asserted, since he's been getting minutes, and he should be getting the minutes that Alec Burks has been getting, a little more. I know I'm not the only one who sees this. I'm all for riding a hot hand. I don't care who it is. If somebody's hot, if the team is responding with that guy on the floor, you keep that guy on the floor. You keep that guy on the floor. Versus Boston last weekend, McBride in the first half, second quarter, was a big part of the reason the team got back in the game. And then he wasn't back in the game until 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter and they were down 15. What the hell was that? What the hell was that? Then versus Golden State, same thing. He's playing well. By the time he's back in the game, that's it. It's done. It's done. I know a lot of Knicks fans sold their tickets for Golden State. It was the most expensive ticket left on the secondary market. If you go look through the games, it was about $3-something to get in the building. If you were smart, you waited till a half hour before the game. You went to go have some dinner, some drinks with whoever you're with, a companion, your loved one, your side piece, whatever the case may be. You waited a half hour before the game, and then the tickets dropped to about $250. That will get you a beer and a burger in the garden. But I'm concerned about this team. And I cannot be the only Knicks fan that's concerned about this team. At this present time, hopefully Ian gives us some good news at the 140 hour, or 140 in the hour. I should say 140. Sorry, the Bustelo's in full notch right now. Second cup. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan. Richard, you're first on the fan.
Al, I look at the NBA rosters.
Mm-hmm.
There's 16 teams right now better than the Knicks.
Wait, 16?
Sure. All the teams in the Pacific Division, the Lakers, Golden State, Sacramento, Phoenix, and the Clippers. Then you got Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Denver, New Orleans, Dallas. Who else? Orlando, Miami, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Indiana, and maybe Philadelphia. Knicks can't beat any of these teams right now. Look, the death toll was sounded 4 weeks ago today, Saturday night against the Lakers. We played good. We played hard. But you saw the recipe they did. They just double-teamed Brunson, and that was it. So there's no expectations my end of it. I think they're shot. I don't care whether they get into the playoffs or not. It doesn't matter. They did the best they could. The injuries knocked them out. There's no way you can beat these other NBA teams.
Wait, Richard, let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
Are you a Knick fan?
Of course.
All right.
60 years. I go back to Richie Guerin.
All right, so let me ask you a question. If this roster's close to 100% and fully loaded, you still feel
the same? No, and then
I understand that. Wait, hold on a second.
Wait, basketball is a game you have to play together. Anunoby has never played with Bogdanovich. Never. So these guys, they got to get into their flow, and he's got to get his rotation
I understand it. This is what I'm saying. If they come back sometime this month, which I expect
them coming back.
So you think they're gone? Wait, hold on. You think they're done for the season?
How did we
OG Anunoby's been cleared to shoot. Can we wait to see what happens after that?
Okay, he's cleared to shoot.
All right.
Okay.
Is that good news? Just
depending on that for the Knicks. I mean, he was good when he was playing. He's not healthy now. We can't depend on miracles. Well, anything we get is gravy, but to have any expectations, not in my opinion. They gave us a good run. It's not that the Knicks aren't good. Every other team, look at the rosters you're playing against. Look at New Orleans. Look at these teams, Golden State. These teams are ready for bear. They're ready to kill us. And, you can't ask Brunson to do more than he's doing. I even think the kid from Villanova.
Josh Hart.
No, DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
I think he's playing too many minutes. I don't think he's
playing. I would agree on you on that.
Hartenstein can't even play 25 minutes now.
That's concerning.
But he's giving it the best
shot. That's concerning.
We don't know how injured they are. They're so banged up that we're hoping and we're praying because we had that glimpse. And they were great. They gave us a great time. And listen, you don't have to tell me about basketball. When the Knicks are playing great, they are the most exciting team in New York.
I agree.
I go back to 69-70. That was the biggest love affair of – you can give me the Yankees, the New York Giants, Y.A. Tittle, Lawrence Taylor, the New York Mets, Darryl Strawberry. Forget it. The New York Knicks in 69-70 was the most beloved, and I'll include the Mets in 69.
Mm.
This was the most beloved team in New York. Not one player ever got booed. Are you kidding? They were cheered every night. It was like a cocktail party. It was that great. So basketball is big in New York.
Yeah,
the Knicks are always big in New York when they're playing well, Al.
Yeah,
so
Richard,
let's just not put pressure on ourselves.
No, I know what you're saying. Thanks, and thanks for the call, brother. Listen, nothing brings the city together like a Knicks team that's good. Nothing. Nothing. Because there are Met and Yankee fans that are Knicks fans. There are Jet and Giant fans that are Knicks fans. There are Rangers, Islanders that are fans that are Knicks fans. Nothing brings the city together when the Knicks are good. When the Knicks are good. And I know January was fantastic. The talk of the league. Fantastic. And then January was a slap in the face and a kick in the you-know-what. I mean, February was a kick in the you-know-what. It was. But injuries, and I'm not talking about one or two injuries. A bunch of injuries took its toll on this team. This team is trying to hang on. Trying to hang on until the reinforcements get back. And we'll get answers from Ian at 140. Hopefully, we'll get some answers at 140 from Ian, which I'm sure he'll provide. And plus, to you Net fans, I'll ask some questions on behalf of all seven of you as well. Don't worry about it. That includes you, Connor. But I'm just, before I wave the white flag, like it's over, because it seems to me like Richard thinks it's over. And I can understand where he's coming from, especially after the fantastic January we had. I can understand where he's coming from. And he's been a basketball fan since the black and white era, like he said. But I'm going to wait and hold on until the final word comes down about Julius Randle, about Mitchell Robinson, about OG Anunoby. I will wait before I say, you know what? This is a waste. This is over. I was so pumped up for the season. And then, like I said, before the trade deadline, this team was running in quicksand. It wasn't going anywhere. And then they made the trades. They traded away R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel quickly. And a lot of fans didn't agree with it. I agreed with it because they had to get rid of R.J. Barrett's contract. That was the big thing when it came to the trade, which they did. They accomplished that. And this team's in prime position. prime position. If it's not next year, I mean, if it's not this year, because of the injuries, and I'm not going to use the injuries as an excuse. You all withdraw when you go into playoffs. We get smacked. We get smacked. That can only be motivation for the organization to go make bigger moves this upcoming offseason. But this team, this organization, is in the best position it's ever been in my lifetime. In my lifetime. 877-337-6666. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.